grab it.
Start over?
Yes. Okay, Ms., you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you please state your name and your ADC number for us for the record, please?
Janine Hornback, 309338.
Okay, Ms. Hornback, I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing this morning. To my far right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. Coming down the line is the Honorable Luis Quinones. My name, to my immediate left is the Honorable David Neal. My name is Michael Johnson, and I'm going to be serving as your panel chair today. Also with us today, representatives of the Department of Correction, as well as the parole officer, is Mr. Osborne. Hold on, I just... I got to get back to it. I got to get to the right screen.
Oh, shit. I don't know which one that is either. That bottom, says camera control.
Camera controls.
I think. All right.
Yeah.
I didn't know it either.
There.
All right, there we go.
I want to introduce you to Mr. Osborne. You can see him on the screen now. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office. Ms. Hornback, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a form notifying you of your hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, Ms.?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do, sir.
Okay, Mr. Hornback, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And phase two will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. Ms. Hornback, you have two allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to read those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes.
Okay. The first allegation states you in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your use of opiates without a valid prescription on or about August 7, 2017 per the task lab GCMS report dated August 17, 2017. Ms. Hornback, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. Thank you. The next allegation on your warrant states that you are in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12A as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to the South Mountain Parole Office, 801 South 16th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on the next business day on or about August 14th after being discharged from your approved residence at Vibre Recovery House located at 7113 North 66th Drive in Phoenix on August 13, 2017, as directed by the Arizona Conditions of Supervision signed on June 22nd, 2017. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus she is absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, Ms. Hornback?
That's true.
Okay, thank you. Okay, based on the admission of Ms. Hornback, I move to find that she was delinquent, that she did violate the terms and conditions of her supervision, and that she may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Okay.
Agreed.
Okay, Ms. Hornback, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. Then we're going to come to you and get some information or any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Ms. Hornback was released from DOC custody on June 7th of 2017. She was arrested on November 1st of 2017 by the Fugitive Apprehensions Unit on her Tacoma Warrant status and was returned back to our custody that same day with 79 escondes with a community supervision end date of February 23rd of 2018. Current conviction, 2016, drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. and 2016 marijuana violation, 2 years. She's had two terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.3, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. There's no STG or gang information noted. She has a moderate disciplinary history, and she has a community risk score of G2B1.
Okay, Ms. Hornback, I'm going to go over some information with you, and then I'm going to get some comments from you. I see that you were released from prison on June 7th of 2017. At that time, you were approved to stay at the Skelly House at 2432 West Turning in Phoenix. Then you moved from there on June 22nd. You moved from there to the Vivray located at 7113 North 66th Drive, Phoenix, Arizona. And then you didn't have no other place placement. Is that accurate?
Well, I have family, but they were out of state.
Okay.
So we were, like, in the middle of trying to do, like, a interstate compact.
Uh-huh.
So I was staying with Abby Brown.
Okay, were you working during that period of time?
Yeah, I was waitressing.
Where?
At a Mexican restaurant called Portales.
Were you working there at the time you were arrested?
Yeah.
Okay, it says that you were initially referred to substance abuse counseling. You were referred to Vibray Substance Abuse Program on July 5th due to your use of heroin on June 19th. You were referred to treatment assessment screening at TASS on June 7th for random and due analysis testing under the color grade. The results of your UAs were on June 19th, it was positive for heroin. On July 26th, it was negative. And then on August 7th, you were positive for morphine. Is that right?
I don't know about morphine.
Mm-hmm. Were you taking something? What were you doing during that period of time?
I was taking Percocet.
Percocet?
Yeah.
That could have been part of it.
Yes, sir.
Well, just one moment. Go ahead, Mr. Stockton.
Officer Oliver, I was just going to say that as opiates do break down in the system, it will test positive for morphine.
Okay. All right. Okay. So it says that you were stopped by your PO and you admitted to dancing at Christie's Cabaret.
Yeah, but once he told me that he didn't want me doing that, I stopped.
Okay.
I started waitressing. Because he told me he wanted me to get a job, so that's what I did. And once him and his supervisor told me I couldn't, I stopped.
Okay. And it says that you were discharged from Vivray because you broke the house rules. There was contraband that was found in your personal possessions during in your room during a property search on August 12th to 17th. That you had a snack box, a pill bottle was found belonging to another residence, as well as straws, oil, and pills and phones. So, what did you?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I never knew what was found. I wasn't even home that day. But they, I know that they have kicked me and the other girl out. I wasn't even home when they were doing the. They did a whole apartment search and. Whatever was found, they have kicked both of us out. And I never knew what they found.
Okay. So when you were arrested, what were you doing to get arrested to have contact with the police?
Nothing. I was just, all of a sudden, they just came out of nowhere and just arrested me. I was sitting in a car and they just came out and just put handcuffs on me.
You were sitting in a car?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was waiting for my friend to get off of work.
Uh huh.
And they just, all of a sudden I look back and there was I guess it was the U.S. Marshals.
Okay.
And they handcuffed me and took me back to Perryville.
So during the 79 days that you were absconded, what were you doing?
My family actually moved from El Paso back to Scottsdale, so I was staying with them.
So why didn't you contact you? Why didn't you contact your PO then?
Because I was scared. I didn't know what they have found in the house, in the apartment that we were living in. And I was just scared, honestly. I don't know. I should have just contacted him and just faced whatever was going to happen, but I was...
So did you continue to use drugs since while you were out?
Well, no, because my family is like, I come from a good family, and I just really wanted, I really miss my family, and I just had to be with them. And that's why they came back from Texas to Scottsdale, so I was staying with them.
Okay. So it says that you were, you said earlier that you were working on interstate compact because your family was out of state, so what's the situation on that?
Well, they decided to move, because when I got arrested, they moved to Texas. And they just decided just to come back, because my brother, he works, he's like contracted, so he ended up being able to come back to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right, Ms. Hornbeck, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Ms. Hornbeck, when you left Vivre, is that when you moved with your family?
No, they probably moved back to Arizona probably like, it was like probably like 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay, so there was like a gap of a few weeks there. Where did you go during that time?
To be honest with you, I went to El Paso.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then, just 1 second. I think you mentioned that you were taking, was it Percocet or?
Yes.
And what were you taking Percocet for?
To be honest with you, I just did it just to get high.
Okay, so you didn't have pain or anything. I was just wondering if you'd been injured or...
No.
No, okay. All right, thank you. Hold 1 second, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, ma'am. I did want to mention that immediately after the abscond, two absconder reduction program letters did get mailed to El Paso to 6412 Edgemore Boulevard, and also one to PO Box 4921 in El Paso. Letting know she came in and turned herself in, they would work with her.
Okay.
Really? I didn't know that.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Okay. Any more questions on the board? Okay, Ms. Hornbeck, we're getting ready to go into discussion. Prior to going into discussion, I'm going to give you the opportunity to see if there's anything else you'd like to present to the board without repeating yourself.
No.
Okay. Okay, the board's going into discussion. While we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone, however, to remain silent while the board's in discussion. The board's now into discussion. It appears that, according to Ms. Hornbeck, she did leave. She actually did go out of state. She was working, doing some restaurants. She does have some family here, or some family support that she says that she has. She apparently did relapse and start back to using drugs. I think that she would be out in a little over 2 months. And I think if Ms. Hornbeck would just take the time to come together, get a plan, work on what she's gonna do when she gets released, that when she's released in January 23rd of next year, that she will be able to come out and be a productive citizen. And she has a good plan put together and start attending AA or any programs that she can attend while she's still incarcerated to help her with her drug problem. Okay, therefore I am going to make the motion to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Hornbeck, find that she was delinquent, violated the condition of supervision, had lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or company, as he did relapse and start back to using drugs, as well as it was an absconder for 79 days. We had no idea what she was doing during that period of time.
I'll second.
Agreed. Okay. Okay, Ms. Hornback, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on February 23rd of 2018. We hope that you will take that time that you have left incarcerated, that you will get involved in AA or NA or any drug programs that they may have available for you to attend while you are incarcerated. Get together and put together a plan. Work with your CO3 to come up with a plan so that when you're released, you're able to be a productive citizen. You won't have any more negative contacts with law enforcement, and you won't have to go back to the Department of Correction. We do want to thank you for participating here today, and we also want to wish you the best of luck. Thank you. Please just set the phone down when you leave out. Don't hang it up.
Thank you.
Okay.